Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Our readings is Colossians chapter 2 and it's verses 5 to 8.
Even though I'm separated from you geographically, my spirit is present there with you, and I'm overjoyed to see how disciplined and deeply committed you are, because you have such a solid faith in Christ the Anointed One. In the same way you received Jesus our Lord and Messiah by faith, continue your journey of faith, progressing further into your union with Him. Your spiritual roots go deeply into His life, as you are continually infused with strength, encouraged in every way, for you are established in the faith you have absorbed and enriched by your devotion to Him. Beware that no one distracts you or intimidates you in their attempt to lead you away from Christ's fullness by pretending to be full of wisdom when they're filled with endless arguments of human logic. For they operate with humanistic and clouded judgments based on the mindset of this world system and not the anointed truth of the anointed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. As we abide in you, we bring forth beautiful fruit. Let this word be clear. Lead us with your precious spirit, Father God, so we can shine in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. This is such a beautiful word. You know, we can't abide in the vine. We can't be married to another. We can't be the body where Jesus is the head if we didn't first die to the world, die to the deception, die to the devil, and then die to ourselves. We are dead. We died with Christ so that we may live with Him. We are married to another because we've died to the law and to the world, and that's what it's all about. And now that we have died, no longer us that lives, but it's Christ that lives. Jesus died for all, so that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Him, for the kingdom, for the love, for the purposes of God, because we understand we were made by God, and having been made by God, we have a destiny, and that destiny is to be holy and blameless, be holy and blameless in Christ without any deception. And that's why, I mean, John 15 tells us we abide in Him, we draw from Him, we desire, we ask, and we receive. And John 15, verses 15 and 16, it says, we called us so that we can bear much fruit. So it's a constant. This is a reality that we entered into, a covenant we've entered into, where He is holy and we are holy, where He is righteous and therefore we are righteous, where He is ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under His feet, we are ruling and reigning together with Him to be light bearers with no darkness. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's staying in tune. It's a living reality. And that's why when we see so-called brothers and sisters preaching the gospel or singing gospel, and then they lie and saying it's from America's talent, this is not Christ-like. This is demonic. This is adulterers and adulteresses that are looking to the world, looking to the world is looking to the devil, and lying, deceiving, what for? For the hand clap of man. We don't seek the hand clap and the favor of man. We seek the goodness of God. We seek the inheritance that is destined for us. We're tapping into that which no eye has seen or ears heard. We're tapping into the name. Our names written in heaven that were written even before we were formed in our mother's womb. Our days were ordained and written out for us. So there's an inheritance, a destiny that we are tapping into, and we're running the race together with the Lord for that, not the hand clap of man, not even you know, we serve God, we tap into God, we continue in, we abide in God, so that we can be the represent Him in the right way to win man. So it's about pleasing God, we please man. And we don't, as you know, when we're staying in God, you're not pleasing everyone. You can't please everyone. Not even Jesus could please everyone. So guys, don't be deceived. Stay in Christ. Develop on schedule. And you know there is beauty that you are tapping into. The God quality of life is now already a reality, but it just grows. Amen. You oaks of the Lord, planted in the Lord to bear fruit as unto the Lord. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.